Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In Iowa news, an actor who closely resembles the United States' 16th president will be touring Iowa schools and libraries next month, hoping to inspire students to learn about history as well as the man known as the Great Emancipator. Kevin Wood has spent many years studying Abraham Lincoln, learning all there is to know about him so he can give an accurate portrayal.
Growing up, I always loved history. And I spent 6 years, my junior high and high school years in Illinois, which, as you know, probably is the land of Lincoln. I went to a high school in a town where the courthouse is still standing that Abraham Lincoln practiced law in. So that all kind of got me interested in history and Lincoln in particular.
As one who rose from obscurity to the highest office in the land, Wood says Lincoln could be an inspiration for students today to likewise dream.
It's a first-person historical presentation in character the whole time, even Q&A. And essentially, Mr. Lincoln will talk about his life and times, and he'll start, start with a little speech he made out of Gettysburg you might have heard of.
Wood's first appearances as Lincoln are scheduled for October 4th in Milford and West Bend, with more scheduled during the month of October in Fenton, Sway City, Ringstead, Webster City, Marcus, Manning, and Glidden. Well, the next to last week of September has ended with at least three fatal accidents as of Friday. According to the Iowa State Patrol, an accident in Hardin County at around 10:30 a.m. Friday claimed one life and resulted in injuries to another person. Authorities say a 2011 Chevy Avalanche driven by 18-year-old Alexander Perman of Elkader was traveling east on Highway 20 when it entered the median and continued into the westbound lanes where a pickup collided head-on with a 2016 Ford Explorer. Perman was flown by AirCare to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. He was not wearing a seatbelt. The driver of the SUV, 61-year-old Brian Harkin of Spencer, was wearing a seatbelt but died from his injuries at the scene. The accident remained under investigation. A collision Thursday evening in Jasper County claimed the life of a man on a bicycle. State Patrol says a 2017 Ford Escape driven by 19-year-old Hallie K. Versteeg of Newton was traveling south on S-74 near Newton at around 7:30 p.m. when the vehicle struck a bicyclist who was riding down the middle of the road. That bicyclist, 58-year-old Mark Allen Adkins of Newton, died from his injuries after being flown to Mercy Hospital in Des Moines by Mercy AirCare. And as we previously mentioned, the Iowa State Patrol had reported a woman was struck and killed by a school bus Thursday morning in Guttenberg. 66-year-old Judy Pulls of Guttenberg was crossing a street when the school bus driven by 73-year-old Ronnie Moser was attempting to make a turn and struck her. Pulls died at the scene. No charges have been filed as the State Patrol continues to investigate. Attorneys say the city of Ankeny has settled a lawsuit filed by a man who was shot by a police officer during an attempted burglary. Miles Reginald sued after he was shot in March of 2019 while breaking into an auto store. At the time, police said Reginald did not follow instructions and advanced towards officers before he was shot. Reginald's attorneys say video camera footage showed he was unarmed and complying when he was shot. The lawsuit was dismissed Wednesday after a $500,000 settlement from the city to Reginald. He was sentenced to 5 years probation after pleading guilty to third-degree burglary. Iowans are hearing plenty about flu shots and COVID-19 boosters, but a lung doctor says another vaccine needs to share the spotlight. It's called Tdap for tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. Dr. Panagis Galacetos, a spokesman for the American Lung Association in Iowa, says pertussis or whooping cough can lead to life-threatening problems.
In Iowa, there were 244 cases in 2019, which is roughly about 8 cases per 100,000, which puts Iowa kind of in the middle of all 50 states. Those are 244 cases too many, right? Those are preventable diseases for these adults that we want to make sure understand how to prevent the disease.
While you may have had a Tdap or a similar vaccine as a child, he says the effectiveness wears off as the years go by, and most grown-ups could use another vaccine.
As adults, who should be strongly considered to get it are those who are most vulnerable to pertussis, having underlying lung conditions, asthma, COPD, or emphysema, or chronic bronchitis. Those are the adult Americans we want to protect.
Pertussis is a serious respiratory illness that's easily spread from person to person. It can lead to severe and even life-threatening problems, especially for people with chronic lung conditions.
As a lung doctor, I tell patients I can help stop the progression of your disease, but any respiratory infection is going to unravel that. And so infectious control is always a key strategy to helping people with lung conditions.
The Lung Association said people with asthma are four times more likely to have an increased risk of infection and complications if diagnosed with pertussis. Well, as we mentioned to you on Friday, Iowa Republican Senator Chuck Grassley announced very early Friday morning on Twitter that he will seek an eighth term to the U.S. Senate. As a follow-up, Grassley posted a short video a few hours later after sunrise.
Hey there, I'm running for re-election. It's the right thing to do for Iowa.
Grassley has said he's been discussing the 22 race with his family and would announce his decision by November 1st. House Speaker Pat Grassley, the senator's grandson, was asked Friday morning if anyone in the family told the 88-year-old senator that it was time to retire.
We know that that's where his passion lies, and that's his representation in D.C. for Iowa is so important that I think it was a unanimous decision by the family to get behind and support him.
Speaker Grassley dismisses the speculation that he was poised for a run for the U.S. Senate seat and his grandfather has held since 1981.
I have been confident that he was going to run for re-election the entire time. People would be stunned. Pat and Chuck Grassley spend a lot of our conversations arguing about gas mileage and the crops as much as we do, if not more so, than we do on anyone's political future or any piece of legislation.
The younger Grassley made his comments during a taping of Iowa Press on Iowa PBS. Grassley may face a GOP primary challenge next June from Jim Carlin, a state senator from Sioux City. Carlin says running against a well-known politician like Grassley isn't easy.
The same people who've watched him serve for 40 years have come to the conclusion that 40 years is enough. They're ready for a change, and they have concerns about Senator Grassley's age that, you know, I think should be considered without being nasty. I think it's a real issue.
Carlin says Grassley's vote in favor of the bipartisan infrastructure bill that cleared the Senate a few weeks ago has upset some Republicans. He says Grassley is a Mitch McConnell moderate, while Carlin describes himself as a pro-Trump conservative.
I like how this race is going to shape up. A strong contrast in political ideology between an authentic conservative and a moderate like Chuck Grassley.
Tana Gerz is a senior advisor to Trump's 2016 and 2020 presidential campaigns and will headline a fundraiser for Carlin in central Iowa today. Three Democrats have announced campaigns for the U.S. Senate. Former Congresswoman Abby Finkenauer of Cedar Rapids served after 47 years in Washington. Grassley has changed from an Iowa farmer to just another coastal elite. Dave Mulbauer, a farmer from Manila who announced his candidacy this spring as a former Crawford County supervisor. The third Democrat to announce they intend to run for the U.S. Senate is Glenn Hurst, a doctor from Minden. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.